The fruit was never sweet enough, the water never clean enough, and where were all the trees and open fields? For 2 years, I tried to get Baba to enroll in ESL classes to improve his broken English, but he scoffed at the idea. Maybe I'll spell cat, and the teacher will give me a glittery little star so I can run home and show it off to you, he'd grumble. One Sunday in the spring of 1983, I walked into a small bookstore that sold used paperbacks, next to the Indian movie theater just west of where Amtrak crosses Fremont Boulevard. I told Baba I'd be out in 5 minutes, and he shrugged. He had been working at a gas station in Fremont and had the day off. I watched him jaywalk across Fremont Boulevard and enter Fast and Easy, a little grocery store run by an elderly Vietnamese couple, Mr. and Mrs. Nguyen. They were gray-haired, friendly people. She had Parkinson's. He'd had his hip replaced. "He's like $6 million man now," she'd always say to me, laughing toothlessly. "Remember $6 million man, Amir?" Then Mr. Nguyen would scowl like Lee Majors, pretend he was running in slow motion. I was flipping through a worn copy of a Mike Hammer mystery when I heard screaming and glass breaking. I dropped the book and hurried across the street. I found the Nguyens behind the counter, all the way against the wall, faces ashen, Mr. Nguyen's arms wrapped around his wife. On the floor, oranges, an overturned magazine rack, a broken jar of beef jerky, and shards of glass at Baba's feet. It turned out that Baba had had no cash on him for the oranges. He had written Mr. Nguyen a check, and Mr. Nguyen had asked for an ID. "He wants to see my license," Baba bellowed in Farsi. "Almost 2 years we bought his damn fruits and put money in his pocket, and the son of a dog wants to see my license." "Baba, it's not personal," I said, smiling at the Nguyens. "They're supposed to ask for an ID." "I don't want you here," Mr. Nguyen said, stepping in front of his wife. He was pointing at Baba with his cane. He turned to me. "You're a nice young man, but your father, he's crazy. Not welcome anymore." "Does he think I'm a thief?" Baba said, his voice rising. People had gathered outside. They were staring. "What kind of a country is this? No one trusts anybody." "I call police," Mrs. Nguyen said. "You get out, or I call police." "Please, Mrs. Nguyen," I said, "don't call the police. I'll take him home. Just don't call the police, okay? Please?" "Yes, you take him home. Good idea," Mr. Nguyen said. His eyes, behind his wire-rimmed bifocals, never left Baba. I led Baba through the doors. He kicked a magazine on his way out. After I had made him promise he wouldn't go back in, I returned to the store and apologized to the Nguyens. Told them my father was going through a difficult time. I gave Mrs. Nguyen our telephone number and address and told her to get an estimate for the damages. "Please call me as soon as you know. I'll pay for everything, Mrs. Nguyen. I am so sorry." Mrs. Nguyen took the sheet of paper from me and nodded. I saw her hands were shaking more than usual, and that made me angry at Baba. He's causing an old woman to shake like that. "My father is still adjusting to life in America," I said, in way of an explanation. I wanted to tell them that in Kabul, we snapped a tree branch and used it as a credit card. Hassan and I would take the wooden stick to the bread maker. He'd carve notches on our stick with his knife, one notch for each loaf of naan he'd pull for us from the tandoor's roaring flames.